I belong to Kingsley Hall in Dagenham, and it was a pacifist establishment, and they didn't have guides and uniform who had military uniforms and flag flying and anything like that. They didn't have anything at all like that. But we had a member of the staff come on the staff, Miss Barnard. She was a very good person. You could talk to her, you could ask her anything, but perhaps you couldn't ask your mum, maybe about the facts of life and that. She never, she would listen to what you were saying and she would answer you. And she started an organisation called the Campfire Girls. It originated in America. And it was on the lines of the Red Indians. We had not a military uniform, but we had brown skirts and brown blazers and brown berets, and we had creamy coloured blouses with brown ties, brown silk ties. And we looked very smart. We had a little tiny badge, and round the edge of it was the words, the letters, WOWHELO, which sounds a bit stupid. It was the first two letters of work, health, and love. And all the things that we put on our ceremonial gown all meant something.
Well, you've got your gown here,
Yeah.
laid out on the table. Can you just sort of go down it and explain what the things meant?
Yes. The red ones for health.
That's a
Now,
string of beads, yeah.
yes, the red one, the red round red ones. Things like when we met and got in the circle, we had to show our hands. Our hands had to be perfectly clean, and the nails had to be clean. No grubby, dirty nails. Keep our hair tidy. We was taught to look after ourselves, keep ourselves healthy. Of course, living in Dagenham, we were healthy anyway because it was fresh air after being in London, in a London house. My mum and dad didn't have a lot of money, so we didn't have a lot of luxury food. We were given good plain food and well fed. The orange sort of cylinder shape one, that is home because in those days we used to have coal fire, of course, and the flames were orange. And orange presented home. It was a homely colour, and home things that we did around the home, such as we were given to perhaps dust a room, or sweep a room, or mop something. I had a little job of mopping the bedrooms. No, not carpets. Lino couldn't afford carpet. Yellow business. We were told to be thrifty. Mind you, we didn't have much money. I'm telling you, about halfpenny or penny a day. But at the end of the week, we had to sort out our little bit of money and be thrifty about it. Campfire gave you a background. It gave you a sort of guideline to life. It stood you in good stead when you got married and had children. I've got one son, and things were made easy because you had been to Kingsley Hall. It was the background of your life. Well, you learnt things. You learnt how to be a good housewife, how to go about keeping the house clean, cooking, and it. And in those days, we didn't have much money, especially when I first got married. So you had to learn how to be economical with your shopping so that you didn't over budget. And campfire sort of gave you a good background to your life, and it helped you in so many ways. Kingsley Hall was at the bottom of my turning. We met every week, and it was a big group in those days. So we had many friends, and that is a good thing in life, to have friends.